Hello and welcome to the Brothers Less Grim. My name is Mark and with me is Jeff.
Hi everybody.
And if you like stories, you are in the right place. On every episode, we improvise one story, and we do this by playing the card game Once Upon a Time. Though we do use our own set of house rules, and if you want to know specifically how we play the game, check out episode 0. This episode, we do have a content warning for some mature themes. This week, we have a demon who, despite himself, has some better angels in his nature. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the torturous jobs of heaven and hell.
Outside.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going for it. Outside a fiery gate. We'll say it's the gate to the netherworld, and there are souls passing in and out, going into the gate, coming out of the gate. Just regular folks going to work through the fiery gate. I guess these folks are just regular people, live outside the city, going into work in hell through the fiery gate. And one of these poor souls, there's like a, we'll say a really exhausted looking guy coming out of the fiery gate. He's got his name tag. He's got maybe a polo shirt and khakis. He's looking tired. He's going home. And he's saying to himself, I really gotta quit my job. Over to you.
Okay. His name tag says Ronnie.
Ronnie.
And he is lamenting over his job. He gets, as he's leaving the fiery gate, the person who's like at the gate, the security guard, just says, Ronnie, I'm off in a half hour. If you go to the bar, I'll meet you there. And Ronnie's like, sure thing, Kyle. See you there. And he goes to the bar, he orders an IPA, he starts drinking. And Kyle, half hour later or so, a little bit more, gets there. He's no longer in his security guard outfit. And he's just like, Ronnie, how are you doing? And he's just like, Kyle, I need to quit my job in hell. And Kyle's just like, you will always say that. I've been coming here to this bar with you for years, and every time you're just, the first thing you say is you got to quit your job, and you never do, Ronnie. And he's just like, well, this time I mean it, Kyle. This time I'm really going to quit. And I'll pass it to you there.
So we got Ronnie and Kyle. Ronnie's the guy who wants to quit.
Yep.
Okay.
I didn't play a single card.
That's how it goes. Okay. So, Ronnie says this time he's really going to quit. Yeah. That's right. He said that.
Yeah.
Okay. Cut to heaven. Just a nice, cloudy place with, like, cool statues and fountains, and Ronnie is there in a job interview, and he's talking to an angel that is missing a wing. That counts as a limb, right?
Yeah, he's missing a wing, and that totally counts as a limb.
The angel, Dax. It's like, so, I see on your resume you've been torturing souls for the past 3,000 years. Ronnie's like, yeah, but, I think, that's not really representative of all the skills I have to offer. I think I could do a really good job, guiding souls in here in heaven. I think I could do some good work here. Nax is like, I don't know. Your resume just doesn't show it. Let's say, Okay, well, here in heaven, we like to give people the benefit of the doubt, okay? We like to give people chances. We like to give people second chances. We think people deserve second chances. We'll give you a third chance. Maybe, if your second chance didn't go all that well. We're very forgiving up here in heaven, okay? That's what I'm saying. But you do need to be able to do the job before we're hired. So what I'm prepared to do for you is give you a little trial run, okay? So I'm going to let you be a guardian angel for somebody on Earth for a week. If that person doesn't die or commit adultery or swear, then you're good. Otherwise, you're going straight back to hell. And you'll never interview here again. And Ronnie's like, but the second chance thing? Yeah, that's... I don't know what I was saying. Doesn't apply to this thing. It might apply. I don't know. We'll talk. We'll see how you do. You got a week, okay? All right, thank you. And Ronnie is sitting there, just kind of waiting for something to happen. Dax is like, you should go now. And Ronnie's like, how will I know which person I'm supposed to be a guardian angel for? And I'm going to pass it over to you. I drew a good card.
Okay, so
we'll see.
What were the things? He's got to be guardian angel for a week.
Guardian angel for a week.
Yeah, the
die, commit adultery, or swear.
Or swear. Okay. Those are the things.
Which, yeah, that's going to be a tough ask, at least for one of those. Well, it depends on the person. I don't know. Let's see. Swearing's a low bar, though.
Okay. It's like that. Your person will be assigned to you, Ronnie. It's like, okay, here you go. Perfect. This person needs a guardian angel. And Ronnie goes down to Earth and finds the person he's supposed to be guarding for the week. And he is currently in the middle of cheating on his wife. with the babysitter. And then he finishes and it's just like, fuck yeah, that was so good.
No. Oh no, it's starting now, right? Starting now.
My heart. Oh no, my heart. There's pain.
Oh,
and then he
so
goes
much...
into cardiac arrest, and then he's back up in heaven with it was Dax.
Dax is the angel who's missing a wing.
The
one winged Dax.
The one winged angel is just like, you've returned already. And it's just like, my guy.
I don't think I was assigned the right person. It was a mistake.
Oh, okay. Well, as you know, in heaven, we believe in second chances.
Sometimes, apparently. Just as the wind blows, we believe in second chances or not.
So, we'll just... how long did you guard him for? It's just like about 4 minutes. It's like, okay, well, we'll count those 4 minutes to your week, and we'll get you a new guy that you gotta be the guardian angel for, you know, 6 days, 23 hours, and 56 minutes. And same three things. Honestly, like, if you are able to get 2 out of 3, that's an improvement compared to what just happened. So, but go for 3 for 3. Let's go for 3 for 3. Anyway, here's your new person, and I'll pass it back to you.
Okay. This person should be much easier. I think you were right. I think we did make a mistake on the last person. The last person is horrible, wicked guy. But this person should do fine. It's the Dalai Lama.
So, has recently sworn to silence.
Yeah, recently sworn to silence. Currently living in Nepal. That sound where's the Dalai
Lama? I mean, he
travels.
He's Tibetan, but he's not there anymore because I think
he was driven out of there, right?
Yeah, I think he was driven out of Tibet. I'm not sure where he is.
All right. Well, I'm gonna say he's in Australia now.
Okay.
Because why not?
Right now.
So he's in Australia. He's doing a tour of just religious monasteries and things, and he's not giving talks. He's doing whatever the silent version of giving talks is. So I guess he's just gathering with people and sitting down and kind of sharing energy and stuff. This is going to be rough. I don't know very much about the Dalai Lama at all. We're just going to be struggling here. It's the 14th one. Okay. So, what's his name? Ronnie?
Okay, yeah, I was just like, I don't know the Dalai Lama's name, Jeff.
No, I wasn't asking about that. Who's our main character?
It's Ronnie.
Ronnie. Okay, so Ronnie goes down to this silent retreat at a monastery, and he's like, oh yeah, this is going to be a cakewalk. Nothing could go wrong here. Everything's going to be totally fine. I'm going to pass it over to you.
Okay. So he's hanging out in the monastery. Things are going real easy. He is, in fact, getting a little bored.
Yeah, I was thinking he might get bored.
Yeah, his job in hell was to derive ways to torture people, and he wishes that he came up with sitting quietly in a monastery in Australia. So much so that he figures that the Dalai Lama is going to be fine if he leaves for like a half hour and swings by the hell office and just throws in one last good idea. So he goes down to the netherworld and he goes past Kyle, who's just like, you're not really escaping your job, are you? And he's like, shut up, Kyle. I'll be back. I'm quitting as soon as I get this one last idea in. It's the most torturous thing I've ever been through. And he is putting in a proposal for a new torture idea, which is just sitting quietly in a monastery in Australia. And that's it. That's the whole torture.
It's brutal.
And then, simple, it's brilliant, it's cheap, it's cost effective. Like, the people upstairs are going to love it.
Yeah.
And then he gets a news alert on his computer, and the Dalai Lama has died. And I'll pass it to you.
And Ronnie's like, oh, that's... huh. Could be an issue with Dax. I don't know if he's kind of like that. But, I don't know, I'm kind of feeling a renewed energy with this whole torture thing. I might be, maybe I'll be okay here after all. Maybe this is where I belong, down here in hell. Come up with torture ideas, just need to dip my toes in heaven, see what that was all about.
To really appreciate hell.
Yeah, to really appreciate hell. Yeah, you can't enjoy the fiery pits of despair without seeing a little sunshine. Yeah. Okay, so at that very moment, a large, huge, massive fruit basket comes in, addressed to Ronnie. Keep like stalling or like forgetting his name and then taking a moment to remember it.
Yeah.
So Ronnie, he gets a fruit basket addressed to him. Everybody's like, "Ooh, look at that! You must have done something really bad to deserve that." And Ronnie's like, "Wow, the guys upstairs really liked my idea. I'm surprised they even read my proposal already." And then he looks at the fruit basket, and it's from Dax. Dax is like, "Everybody deserves a second chance. Please report to heaven immediately for your next assignment." And everybody's like, "Who's it from? Who's it from, Ronnie? Tell us what's on the note." And Ronnie's like, "It's just from this devil person. I know you guys don't know the devil person." And everybody's like, "What, Ronnie? Are you not telling us what's on the card? Come on, tell us what's on the card." And then one of the jokesters of the office, he, snatches the card and is like, "I got it now. Well, let me read it out loud. Who's it from?" And, I'll just pass it there. Don't need to push the issue.
"Everyone deserves a second chance. Dax, the super cool angel guy.
From heaven."
from heaven. "Ronnie, what is this?" And it's just like, it's nothing. It's a fruit basket. It's a prank. It's a prank basket. You know all the devils that like to say that they're from heaven as a joke. You know.
It's the ultimate April Fool's joke. The one that's not even on April Fool's.
Yeah, that's what makes it such a good April Fool's, that it's happening in September. What is it? September? It's October 14th. Yeah, that makes it an even better September April Fool's joke. That it's happening in October. And he just kind of, at that point, leaves the room and leaves the fruit basket, and he panics. And he goes, he doesn't know what to do. He goes to the bar, and Kyle's there, and he's just like, how's it going working in heaven?" And he's just like, "Well, I've been a guardian angel for two people in over the course of about 8 hours, a single workday, and they're both dead." And Kyle's just like, "Yeah, and
nice work."
I mean, I can't even imagine doing something this like that. That's amazing. You're quite the demon, even though I think we're all people. I'm not sure what we are.
I said there were souls.
Souls? So, okay.
Yeah, he's probably like somebody who died on Earth.
Okay. It's just like, "You're doing some amazing work. Like, I bet that guys, you know, further upstairs and the downstairs, you know what I mean? Like the executives of hell." So yeah, of course, the upstairs, downstairs people.
Yep.
I bet they're loving this. Like, who'd you kill? It's like, "Well, there's this guy, who we never named.
The President of the United States."
The President of the United States is just like, "Oh yeah, we were going to get him anyway." And then the Dalai Lama is just like, "You got the Dalai Lama? That guy lived such a serene life. We thought he was going to live forever. What'd you do to get him?" It's like, I don't know. I don't know what, I don't think I did anything.
Don't sell yourself short.
"What'd you do?" It's just like, I left him. I left him. I left Dalai Lama alone to die alone.
I came here.
I came here to help because I came up with ways. Because the Dalai Lama inspired me how to torture people, and I left him in Australia alone, and he died. Maybe he called for help. I don't know. He was on a period where he was being silent, so I doubt
probably
it.
Not.
Probably not. Just like, so let me get this straight. You want to leave working for hell, right? He's like, yeah, I do. I had one last little thing that I wanted to do for hell, and then I was gonna go work for heaven. It's like, and you're worried that heaven's not gonna let you work for them because you got the Dalai Lama killed? It's just like, that's right. I think that's fair. I think if I got the Dalai Lama killed, heaven probably doesn't want me. And he's just like, wow, you must really be feeling like an island right now. And it's like, yes, Kyle, you get me.
Nice.
It's like, well, that's rough, buddy. And he takes his beer and goes and hangs out with his security guard friends. And Ronnie's just like, ah. And in the morning, he goes up to heaven because he doesn't know what else to do. And Dax is just like, hey, you're back. Okay, we got you another person to guardian angel. He's like, you're giving me another chance? He's like, well, sure. The first person that you did, you watched. We gave you three things to do. You know, we told you don't let him die, commit adultery, or swear for a week. And your first person, he died. He did all three. Your second person, Dalai Lama, remember? So here's the thing about him. He did die. A little known secret, he was totally hooking up with everyone. We're counting that as adultery. But he didn't swear once when you were his guardian angel. Not once. It's just like,
so that's okay. One out of three.
So the way we see it is you got a 0 out of 3, first one. 1 out of 3 the second time. That is an infinite percent improvement. If you keep
that is a 1 out of 3. Okay.
Yeah, it's like that is going to be, if you keep that up, you're going to be the best guardian angel in no time.
You're going to be getting 4 out of 3s, 5 out of 3s, 6 out of 3s.
Yeah, so we got you another person to be the guardian angel too. Here you go. Hey, everyone at heaven has really high hopes for you, Ronnie. We'll pass it to you.
And Ronnie's like, kind of torn on, I guess internally, he's torn on what he should do. Because he's not sure what he's better at this point, or what he would rather do. When you know,
start he's not sure what. He's,
what?
He, that's funny that he's not sure what he's better at, considering.
Considering he's killing the Dalai Lama and the President of the United States and everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, at the start. Start of the story, so that's like a few days ago.
A day ago.
Yeah, he was really frustrated. Wasn't happy with his work, people, and the up the downstairs were they weren't listening.
People upstairs who work at the downstairs.
The demons.
Yeah.
The executives. Satan himself. Dark Lord. They weren't listening to any of his suggestions. He thought he was coming up with really good torture ideas, and he actually is just getting better and better, and he came up with one that he thinks is really exciting, inspired by the Dalai Lama, so there's... But yeah, I mean, he was frustrated, but I mean, he's getting some ideas he's excited about. So there's like, should he stay in that job, or there's this new job, which, I mean, yeah, I guess, like, he couldn't possibly think that he's good at being a guardian angel, because he's, both of them are dead. These are two people who should be pretty well protected. Both dead. But they keep giving him second chances. They seem very nice and pleasant. Like in hell, it's right in the employee handbook. It says no second chances under any circumstances. So that fruit basket, he might, even if he wants to go back, he might get fired. Getting fired in hell is, that's bad. You don't want to do that. Because there's like an exit interview, which is really awkward. And then you don't get a severance package. Or at least, maybe there's like a bad severance package. Or like, you get tortured or something.
You get a part of you gets severed.
And at this point, Dax is like, Ronnie, are you okay? You've been sitting there for a couple minutes now, not just kind of staring. Everything okay? And Ronnie's like, yeah, I'm fine. I just thinking about things, thinking things over. And Dax is like, what's there to think over? Just jump down there and fly. That's what I would do if I was you. That's how I've always played it. I always just like jump into the sky and fly.
With my not one, so much anymore.
One wing.
Yeah. It's more of a metaphorical fly now, but I'm doing it.
Don't really fly all that much anymore. And at this point, Dax, he'd gone 3 months without talking about his wing, and now that it's been brought up, it's hard for him to take. It's very emotional. He loves his wings, and he lost his right wing, and he is right winged, you know, so he's got his non-dominant wing still left. It's just hard to take sometimes. Ronnie sees that Dax is getting a little emotional, and at this point, Ronnie, having thought things through, he's thinking, it's like, all right, maybe I'll give this one extra person a chance. I'll try this. I'll give this guardian angel thing one more shot. See how it goes. Maybe I'm not as bad at this as I thought, you know, because the first one, can't count the first one. That guy was horrible. And then the second one,
I mean, he was president. How could he not be horrible?
Yeah, he was a wicked man, and I stood no chance of protecting him. Second one, that was on me. Admittedly, I lost focus. Okay, so maybe if this next time I get a good person to guard, be a good guardian angel for, I can remain focused and present, and I can tell the guy or girl not to swear or commit adultery or die. And Dax is like, great man, well, you can go now. Your person has been assigned to you. They'll give you a dossier at the front on your way out. And Ronnie heads out through the Heaven's offices, and he picks up the dossier, and he is shocked to see. Do you want to take this? I'll pass.
I had an idea, but I don't want him to read the dossier for it to be what I want.
Okay, so he's shocked to see that it's blank.
Oh, okay.
Good save.
Excellent.
And Ronnie like calls out to Dax. It's like, hey, Dax, this is empty. And I probably would ask the receptionist as well, just anybody around, and nobody seems to be of any help to him. Passing it over to you. I don't know why it would be blank and why no one would help him, but don't want to ruin whatever your idea was, so it's blank. Okay.
So he flips a page, and then there is text there, and he automatically gets teleported to the person that he's supposed to be protecting. and he sees a little girl on training wheels, just riding around. And he's just like, oh, okay, a child. I can protect a child. And then a windowless white man pulls up and is like about to, like a guy comes out and he's heading towards the little girl, and Ronnie's like, no, okay. And he like takes on a human form and tackles the guy and tells the little girl to bike home. And the girl escapes, and he's just like, okay, I did a good job. I'm becoming a good guardian angel. I protected the person I was supposed to protect. And then he gets recalled back to heaven, and Dax is there, and he's quite upset. He's just like, Ronnie, why did you tackle the person you were supposed to be protecting? And Ronnie's just like, what? It's just like, you were assigned to Keith, and then you tackled Keith. What was that? It's just like, I thought I was assigned to the little girl. It's just like, no, the little girl has her own guardian angel. It's like, well, that guardian angel wasn't doing a very good job. That Keith was about to kidnap her. And it's just like, whether or not that guardian angel is doing a good job or not is not your concern. Your concern is protecting the person you're supposed to protect, which is Keith. Now get back down there and protect Keith. I don't want you attacking him anymore. The key to being a good guardian angel is not attacking the person you're supposed to protect. You got that? Oh, okay. And I'll pass it to you with that little bit.
I just want you to be extra cautious with Keith, okay? Says Dax. He's kind of near and dear to my heart. I used to be his guardian angel for a little bit. Just briefly.
I helped him escape the police so many times.
What?
I helped him escape the police so many times.
Yeah. Kidnapping children is not adultery.
It's childry.
Childry. I don't know if we want to go full pedophilia. Or if it's just he wants a kid to raise as his own. But they're both pretty dark.
Yeah, they are.
So, I don't know. For now, we'll just say it's like, hey, please take care of Keith, okay? And Ronnie's like, I'm not sure I want to. he doesn't seem like a good guy, but I mean, admittedly, this is very, like, I feel like I'm being tortured. I feel like I'm getting some ideas here. For hell. Dax is like, what's that? And he's like, alright, I'm gonna go take care of Keith. So, they go down. And, Keith is right where Ronnie left him. It's on the ground, just kind of wondering what happened, because there was, he's rubbing his head, sitting on the curb, just kind of like, what? There was a guy came out of nowhere, tackled me, told the girl to go home, and then the guy wasn't there anymore. That's weird, Keith. Man, Keith, you gotta lay off the Mountain Dew, man. Keith talks to himself in the third person. Keith is a weird dude. That should be obvious. He has weird mannerisms and tendencies. Like he always talks about himself in the third person. Okay, so at this point, Keith is—he looks at the time, and he's like, "Oh man, I'm late for the playground." I was gonna say late for work, but it doesn't feel like he has a job, or at least not a normal job that he could be late for. So he's just like, "Oh no, it's 2:15 in the afternoon. All the prettiest kids are going to be going to the playground now. Keith, you're so stupid. I knew I shouldn't have followed the girl with the training wheels. Gotta stay focused, Keith. He slaps himself. Gotta stay focused. Gotta stay focused. And Ronnie's like, don't swear. Don't you swear, Keith. Don't you swear. And Keith somehow doesn't hear it directly, but he's like, he feels it. He feels like, oh wait, maybe I shouldn't swear right now. So Ronnie is exerting some kind of soft influence over Keith. Yeah. He's not like tackling him. He's not coming into human form. He's not even using real sound. He's just kind of sending out feelings to Keith. Keith is like, all right, I won't swear. But I really should get to that playground. So, I guess, cut to, Keith is in his van driving. Ronnie's riding shotgun. Over to you.
It's just like, okay, he gets to, I said, perfect, okay, we're at the playground, old. All the prettiest kids are here now.
Oh, Keith.
And Ronnie does not like this at all. He steps out of the car, you know, still in his celestial form, and so he doesn't actually, like, open the door or anything. And he goes down the street, and he transforms into a police officer. And just starts walking around the playground. Waving his baton around, and Keith sees a police officer around. He's like, "Oh no, I can't!" He was about to swear, and
old style police uniform. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I said that Ronnie had been like in hell for like 3,000 years, so I feel like he might not get it exactly right.
Yeah, so it's more like the ones that like the
it's like Scotland Yard, light blue.
Oh, Scotland Yard. Okay.
Like,
yes.
It's just, I don't know what you were going to say, but like, if you had something, you could say it.
No. I didn't have anything in particular in mind. I did think, it was like, oh, if he's swinging a baton around, that is very British.
Yeah, it is. I think that's what kind of got me on that track.
But it's going to be, he's going to be in a Mountie. A Mountie. Yeah, there we go.
British baton.
Yeah. And this is also taking place in, let's go, Jacksonville, Florida. Okay. He's just like, oh no, there's a Mountie here. what's a Mountie doing in Jacksonville? I'm not going to kidnap a kid when there's a Mountie around. That's insanity. And he drives away.
Because you know when there's one Mountie, if you see one, you know there's four more. So Mounties work.
And so Keith drives away from the playground, and Ronnie's just like, I think job well done. I mean, like, with my personal beliefs, definitely job well done. Hopefully Dax isn't upset with me. I'm not sure if this is being a guardian angel for Keith or for everyone but Keith. But I think I walked the line there just fine. And he teleports back to into Keith's car. He's riding shotgun. And Keith's just like, not swearing, okay. Oh, yellow light, slow down. Not gonna die this week. Don't know why I'm saying that, but I'm not gonna die this week. And Ronnie's just like, you're not gonna die this week. And it's like, not gonna die this week. Keith's not gonna die this week. No, Keith, you're not gonna die this week. It's just like, no adultery either. It's like, no adultery. And while we're at it, no kids, Keith. No kids.
Ooh, that's your 4 for 3.
Yeah, that's your 4 for 3.
Just like Dax foretold.
Yeah. just like, okay, no kids, okay. And he just pulls up to his apartment, and Keith walks in, and Ronnie follows him, and I will pass it to you.
I guess, endings? Did you say endings?
Yeah,
I was gonna, okay, so I paused there because I was like gonna suggest endings, looking at endings, but like one little thing I want to do before I even look is like when Keith and Ronnie enter the apartment, Keith's dog comes up. I feel like Keith would have a dog. He seems like a dog guy, so he comes up and he pets his dog. All right, I'm gonna look at endings now. I just feel like you should. Okay, so we got this ending that says what? Okay. Oof. Okay. Not looking great over here. I mean, I guess I could change endings, but. I typically try not to do that.
Yeah, I'm trying to see how these can work.
I guess my best path forward is like just changing one word on one of them.
I don't.
From King to something else.
I think that's fine.
Yeah, so we got that one, which is yeah. It's not amazing, not the best. What do you got over there?
I'm looking at them and it's like I don't know how they could work, but maybe they could. I don't see a very clear line how either of them works, but neither are so off that it would be impossible. You know what I mean?
Interesting. Alright, well, we'll just keep going and something will work out.
Yeah.
So, Keith pets his dog, which actually makes the kidnapper slightly more of a likable character. he's treating his dog well. He's got a nice dog. Dog likes him. Yeah, I don't think I really want to do anything dark with the dog or anything.
Yeah.
don't want to hurt the dog.
He's got a good relationship with dogs.
And Keith is like, oh, dog. Keith. He's named his dog Keith. oh, Keith, you understand me. And the dog just kind of like licks him and stuff. And it's like, oh, Keith, you stop it, Keith. And Ronnie's there just like, oh, you like dogs. You like dogs. You should do something with that. Maybe you could like open up a little, you could work at a humane society or something. You could make, or maybe you could do like dog grooming, you know? Yeah, do something with dogs that's like legal and above board and just like, forget about the kid thing. As Ronnie's saying that, Keith is like, you and I were such best buds. All we need is a kid now, right, Keith? And we can go on the run. We can start a new life together. We can leave this horrible place, Jacksonville, Florida. Hell on earth. We can leave here. And we can go to somewhere nice. Like, Orlando, Florida.
Far from here.
Far, far away from here in Jacksonville to Orlando. I hear it's nice there. And they have a basketball team. I don't think Jacksonville has a basketball team.
I think they only have the football team.
They have a football team, but Keith isn't into football. Keith likes basketball. No. And he likes magic. And magicians. So it's a win-win over there.
Tampa Bay has a hockey team and I think a baseball team, so that could be a...
And a football team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, they did. So the football team really hampers the existence of the hockey team, in my opinion. So Orlando.
Orlando. Basketball team. And he goes over his wall and he's got this like 5x5 map of Florida. He's got Orlando circled. And it's not circled. There's a heart drawn around it. And then he's got like these needles that are stuck into Jacksonville. And it's just like, maybe he goes to like a little box, little plastic box, and he pulls out another needle and he puts another needle on Jacksonville. Because this is what he does. Keith is a weird dude. Another needle goes into Jacksonville, says Keith. And Ronnie's just there like, I kind of see why this guy and Dax would be a good fit. I kind of get it. All right, I'm going to pass it over to you.
Okay. So Keith's going to go to bed at 7:15 p.m.
Okay.
And Ronnie is gonna be looking around the apartment.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking about him going to bed at 7:15 p.m. It's like, oh, he must get up early, and then like, just the thought pops in my head, just like, the early bird gets the kid that's walking to school. It's just like, just had to laugh at that.
On the bookshelf is every single copy of Magic Tree House.
Oh man, I love Keith and I hate Keith.
And also Crime and Punishment by Dostoevsky. Okay. And Ronnie's taking that in. When who shows up but Dax? And Dax is just like, how are things going with my old friend, Keith? And he's just like, well, Keith wants to kidnap a child, and I don't want him to. And he's just like, that's an interesting thing. As a guardian angel, you know, you have 3 rules. The human can't do, and they are, he shouldn't die, he shouldn't commit adultery, and Ronnie interrupts, like, and he shouldn't swear. I get it, yeah, exactly. I feel like there should be more rules than that, like,
I feel like swearing shouldn't be one of the rules.
I feel like swearing is okay, especially when apparently what is also okay is kidnapping children. I feel like heaven should get its priorities in order between the two. And Dax is just like, interesting take. I can't say that anyone has brought up this complaint before.
First time.
And it's just like, well, I'm filing this complaint and I would like for it to become, I'd like for it to be addressed as quickly as possible. It's like, well, that is noted. Okay. The demon believes that humans shouldn't kidnap children. Okay, I will send that straight up the chain to heaven. He also thinks that swearing is fine. That's not part of your complaint. That's my complaint about you.
It's just like, take what he's saying with a grain of salt. Because he thinks that swearing is fine.
Yeah. So I'm sure heaven will get back to you quickly. And I will see you soon and give Keith my best. He's a good guy. He named his dog Keith, right? How funny is that? Anyway, I'm going to go. And he's just like, oh, never mind. And then I'm going to have... So Dax leaves, and then Ronnie, there we go. I also forgot his name, and I was the one that named him, gets a the equivalent of a text. He gets a message from Kyle. It's just like, come on down for a beer. And he's just like, okay. Keith's asleep. I'll go get a beer with my buddy Kyle. And he goes to the bar, and Kyle's there, and he's got his IPA, and he's just like, hey, one for my friend. And he says to Ronnie says to Kyle, it's like, I don't think I want to be a guardian angel. It's just like, you want to quit your job again? And it's just like, I mean, I wasn't expecting to have to be a guardian angel for a guy that wants to kidnap kids. And it's like, they have you being a guardian angel for a kidnapper? And so it's like, yeah. And apparently one of the rules for being a good guardian angel is not stopping him from kidnapping people. Because it's not the kids I'm protecting. It's they got their own guardian angels. I'm supposed to be protecting Keith. And it's like, whew, that is not a situation that I would expect that the heaven would put you in. So it's like, honestly, I feel like I'm being tortured. and Kyle's just like, well. And maybe this is just the hell in me talking. You know, I love my job, being the security guard to hell. You've already let two of your people die, one of whom was the Dalai Lama. Why not just let a third person die? And it's just like, I do try to do a good job. When my job is coming up with ways to torture people, I try to do a good job. And when my job is to protect people, I try to do a good job. I'm sort of going for like an angel and devil on the shoulder type thing.
Okay.
Nice. With these two scenes, being one right after the other, but I'm not sure if it's actually coming out as well as I'd like.
Well, now that you've said it, it's fine.
Yeah. I cheated by telling you what I was going for.
No, that's not true. That's fine. That's fine.
Okay. And then Ronnie's gonna go back to his apartment in the suburbs of hell. Okay, that's what I said. And he's gonna be thinking about what Dax and Kyle had told him over the course of the night, and he doesn't know what he wants to do about Keith. And I will pass it to you there.
Okay. So the options he has. Let the guy die, which is what Kyle is suggesting.
Mm-hmm.
Or protect the child kidnapper, is what Dax is suggesting.
And apparently also not stop him from kidnapping kids, because that's not one of the rules. Kids,
but if he swears, oh boy, there will be heaven to pay. Okay. So, I guess Ronnie is just hanging out in his apartment. Maybe he cooks himself a little dinner. He hasn't really taken care of himself these past couple days. He's been so busy doing work for the angels, while also trying to keep a job in hell just in case things don't work out. Which has been especially hard ever since the fruit basket incident. And with the thing in the handbook that says no second chances under any circumstances. But he hasn't gotten fired yet, because one of the things hell does especially well is bureaucracy. They know that it's torturous, painful, and they just take that to the extreme. So there's bureaucracy all over. And yeah, I guess tonight Ronnie's not thinking about that, though. He's taking care of himself. He's making himself dinner. Maybe he's watching his favorite TV show on the TV. Maybe it's called Marked for Death, because that's a card that I really should play at some point. I was hoping to use it on the Dalai Lama, but he died too quickly. I was going to cut to China and have like the Chinese government be like, we're gonna take him down.
I was considering having a Chinese assassin like come at him right in front of.
We didn't establish how he died.
No, we did not.
So maybe it was like a Chinese trained kangaroo or something. I really wanted to be a kangaroo.
Wearing boxing gloves.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, but yeah, like the way I'm playing Kirk now is Ronnie's just kicking back. He's watching TV. He's watching this show called Merc for Death. It's a reality TV show here in Hell about the Grim Reaper and how hard his job is going up and killing people. Because, like, sometimes they don't want to die. You know, sometimes they're not where they're supposed to be. These people, like, he's killing the least reliable people. Or at least that's what they put on the show. Maybe they're filming things that go really smoothly and they're cutting that stuff out because it's not very dramatic. Ronnie doesn't know. Ronnie doesn't really care. Ronnie likes the drama of the show. He likes watching the Grim Reaper. He likes the Grim Reaper. The Grim Reaper is a very, very likable character on the show. You know? He's kind of like,
sort of like John Mulaney type.
Yeah. He's like a celebrity bounty hunter of sorts. He's like the one that comes to mind is Dog the Bounty Hunter, but no, he's sweeter than that. He's more harmless. Yeah, he's like John Mulaney. Like, imagine John Mulaney dressed like the Grim Reaper. That's the Grim Reaper. And he goes up to people and they're like, hey, you're supposed to die now.
And they're like, I don't wanna.
And he's like, well, you're gonna. And then they cut to commercials. And Roddy's like, this show is the best.
This person was dead for 15 minutes. Reaper thought they did their job. Then, clear, they came back alive. Ah, oh, come on! They were dead already!
Are you kidding? I have to go back? Uptown? From here? I was not expecting to do this. Dude, doing John Mulaney as the Grim Reaper. John Mulaney as the Grim Reaper is so fun. Oh man, I would watch this show. I would watch this show. Somebody tell John Mulaney he needs to do this show. I forgot my scythe. Where's my scythe? Somebody, please tell me. Am I alone here? Am I working alone? I try to be polite to my staff, my workers, but sometimes they're not very supportive of me when I'm out killing people in the city or sometimes out in the woods, depending on the day.
Hey, I gotta leave. Hey, Grim Reaper, I gotta leave early today because I came in late too.
No, what? You can't do that. All right, see you later. People just walk all over me like I'm not the Grim Reaper. I'm the Grim Reaper. I should be respected more. You'd think so, anyway. Right? My TV audience who's watching this. You get me, right?
Fantastic stuff.
Oh, man. I know we have to keep telling the story, but do we have to? Okay. Actually, one little story thing I was thinking could happen here. Ronnie is watching the show, and he's like, I really like this guy, the Grim Reaper. I wonder if he's hiring.
Ah. Huh.
And I'm going to pass it over to you on that. Oh, John Mulaney is the Grim Reaper.
Okay, so he looks up whether or not the Grim Reaper is hiring, and there is a spot open.
Yeah, that guy who like walked out. Yeah. He's been fired.
Yeah. And he gets an interview. And Keith, he goes to bed at 7:15, and boy, does he sleep in to around 1 p.m. 6 hour days for Keith.
Keith sleeps till 1 p.m. What is what? Oh, Keith. Keith.
Okay. So he's got plenty of time to go for the interview. He goes in and he's just like, there's the Grim Reaper.
It's John Mulaney.
John Mulaney. And the Grim Reaper is on the other side of the desk, silently reviewing Ronnie's resume. And it's like, so I see here that you want to leave. You worked for hell for a long time, coming up with ways to torture people. And you left after many years due to unhappiness, and now you've been a guardian angel for about 48 hours, maybe more, I don't know. And now you want to leave because being a guardian angel has proved torturous to you. Is that about right, Mr. Ronnie?
Two of the people I've guarded are also dead. That's two out of three. So. Okay.
Two out of three. That's gotta say for Angel, two deaths before you even come here. That's impressive.
I like go getters. This is John Mulaney's interviewing him, or is this someone else?
Yeah, John Mulaney is interviewing
him. Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, he's like, I feel like there's a hidden talent of murder in you,
which could prove useful.
Yeah.
In
this line of work. I really appreciate people that can kill, you know?
I also appreciate people who do their jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't like, my job. I'm not supposed to be interviewing you right now. People just walk all over me. Like I'm not the Grim Reaper. Can you believe that?
It's unbelievable, Mr.
Sorry,
Reaper.
On the TV. It's unbelievable, Mr. Reaper. Okay. Cool.
Yeah,
that's a good answer.
Yeah. It's like, tell me, Ronnie. If I were to hire you, and I told you to get into the office by 9, when do you think you'd get into the office?
Curveball of a question there.
It's just like, but. by 9, sir? By 9 o'clock. When your boss says you get to a place by 9, you get there at 9. It's unbelievable how few people actually do that. It's unbelievable. He's like, I like you, Ronnie. You know what? I'm going to give you a shot. Why don't you, let's see, we got one person, he's marked for death. Let's see. No, I was looking forward to doing that one. That one's a suicide. That's basically him do himself. Here we go. Ah, this is perfect. He's a kidnapper. In Jacksonville, he's a terrible man. His favorite book is the 14th edition, the 14th one in the series of those Magic Treehouse books. I can't respect anyone that likes 14 more than 6. Here, will you take care of him for me? Consider it, part of the job interview. And he gets the file, and he's supposed to. It's blank. He's so like, "Oh, this is a blank dossier, sir." He's like, "Oh, is it? I will get someone to help you with that immediately. That is not cool. We're giving you a blank dossier. Someone's job was supposed to do that job, but they didn't. I gave someone a job and they didn't do it.
We try to be more professional around here.
Yeah,
but it's like, never happens.
I really feel like we got a streamlined death, you know? Humanity sure is trying to make it hard. We got to make it easy to die. Here we go. Okay, I'll fix that for you. Here you go. His name is Keith. New dossier. It's fresh. Helped you out immediately. Is that so hard, people, to help people? Come on. Anyway, do us a favor. And Ronnie gets the dossier, and he is now supposed to kill Keith. And I'll pass it to you.
Okay. Where are you at for endings? Are you any closer? You can say no. I don't know.
It's one's not necessarily one works better than actually, yeah, one I can make pretty work pretty well.
So one of them has like become like I was looking at these two endings. It was saying like one of them I could change one word and it would be mostly fine as long as things go a certain way. I'm actually looking at the other ending now because that one has death on it.
Oh, perfect.
But it also has marriage on it. We don't have we don't have that going on. So I guess I'll set up something for what's his name, Ronnie.
Okay.
And then I don't know what yours are like, but we'll just leave that open.
Okay. I think I have one that I can make work. Really, kind of, actually, surprisingly well.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, wait, how well? Do I even need to set up 11 on this? Do I even need to set
you,
up 11?
You can keep going towards the... I mean, I don't... you just go. If it continues going to the way where this ending actually seems to work, I'll take it, but we don't need to...
All right, well, I guess I'll just go. I'll do my thing because I know what my ending needs, and I'll set up that scene. It probably won't break your ending. So, no. John Mulaney. I'm imagining it's just actual John. Just like John Mulaney has died, and he has now gotten a job as the Grim Reaper. He's like, all right, so you need to kill that guy. If you could do it. By, like, the end of tomorrow, the end of the workday tomorrow, that would be fantastic. And, actually, if you could kill him a little before the end of the workday, that way you could fill out your death report.
I was about to say something like that. It's just like, it's got to be a little before, so we know by the end of the workday.
Yeah, we need confirmation. And,
takes about a half hour, so 4:30 at the latest. Maybe a little earlier than that, so you can you gotta come into the office. So maybe get him dead by 4:15.
Yeah, and it's getting close to the end of the month. We really need to have our numbers in. Gotta send him off to the guys over across town, corporate. You know how it is over here. Everybody's got a boss, including me, the Grim Reaper. Okay. Also, I was reading through his file. Looks like the guy has a dog. Up to you if you want to kill the dog or not. Your call. Dog is also named Keith. Don't get confused.
If you kill the wrong Keith.
You need to kill the human. You can kill the dog if you want to, but that's not necessary. You do need to kill the human. Is any of this confusing for you? Ronnie's like, no, I get it. kill the guy. Don't think I'm going to kill the dog.
You do not believe how many of my employees come back with just a dead dog.
And they're like, oh, I thought it was named Keith. I was supposed to kill Keith. It says right here I'm supposed to kill Keith. Yeah. Humans. Dogs are a whole other department. Whole other department down here. So
all dogs go to heaven, you know that?
Anyway, I have things to do. I'm busy. I need to pretend like I'm busy so that I can maintain a shred of respect around here. So I'm going to go to my office and probably cry. Because I thought this was going to be a better job. But people respected me for once. Nobody respected me on Earth. I was a comedian. I was a good comedian.
But arguably a respected one, but there's no respect for comedians. Yeah,
very well respected. I say it was not respected. I don't know. Moving on, Ronnie. This is all very exciting news, Ronnie. I guess Ronnie gets a little text from Kyle. It says, like, hey, I'm at the bar. How'd that interview with Death go? Let me know. And Ronnie is like, oh, I can got a little time. Don't need to kill Keith until the end of the day tomorrow. And at the rate I kill people, he's probably already dead. So I could probably stop by Kyle and say a quick hello. So he goes over to Kyle at the bar, gets the IPAs. They drink a little bit. Kyle.
Dax.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle, Dax. Ronnie.
Yeah.
Who are you looking for? Okay.
Kyle points out that Ronnie seems to be in a very good mood. A better mood than Ronnie has ever seemed like before. Ronnie, Zach likes this about Ronnie. This is the love interest. So, Kyle maybe puts a hand out over on the table and just kind of holds Ronnie's hand for a minute. It's just like, I like seeing you happy, Ronnie. I hope you get to kill Keith. You like kill him and it's great. You think you're going to kill the dog? Ronnie's like, I don't think I'm going to kill the dog. Kyle's like, I like that about you too. You don't kill dogs. I like dogs. Dogs, I haven't seen a dog in thousands of years because all dogs go to heaven. But I still like dogs. It's cool that you're not going to kill a dog. And Ronnie and Kyle just kind of share this moment here. And it's like, wait, do we like each other? Yeah, maybe we do. Over to you.
Okay. Quick cut to Dax. And he is getting a memo that says that it is now the job of Guardian Angel to not only make sure that they don't die, they don't commit adultery, and that they don't swear, but also that the people they protect should not kidnap children.
This is an optional fourth category guidance. I don't know, you said should not, right?
Yeah, should not. Yeah.
Or you may have said should not for all of them.
Yeah, no. I might have, but...
is it optional or is it on the same level as swearing?
It's not quite at that level.
Okay, this is like a
B tier. It is now like a thing that they should at least be keeping an eye on.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, maybe don't do this.
And then we cut back to Ronnie. He walks into Keith's apartment. And both Keiths are gone. And he's like, what? Where did Keith go?
Orlando.
And then, no, I was going to say, he's like, and then he finds a note on the counter. And it says, went to Orlando, be back in a few days. And then he looks around and he's just like, who did he leave this note for?
My thoughts exactly. But that's Keith.
That's Keith.
Kooky Keith.
And he's looking, he goes to Orlando and he's looking for Keith. He doesn't find him at the basketball team's like stadium. He doesn't find them, you know, near the Everglades. And then he sees the magical kingdom of Disney World.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he's just like, of course. And he's walking around the park and he sees Keith eating a churro on a bench, just, you know, looking at kids.
I don't know why it's funny that he's eating a churro, but it is.
And
it's very Keith, isn't it?
And it's just I don't know where to go necessarily with this. No, I do. I'm gonna have it so like Ronnie walks up to him, you know, with his death stuff, and it's just Keith is just like, is death a new Disney character? I always imagine him sounding like John Mulaney. And Ronnie's like, well, he doesn't. He's just like, oh, okay. He's just like, what are you doing here? It's just like, oh, you know, just looking at all the prettiest children. Oh, God. And it's just like, some security guards have asked me to leave, but, you know.
Just churro.
Just eating churro.
Pretty children.
And, like, you wanna go on Space Mountain with me, Keith? And it's just like, yeah, okay. And they wait in line for a few hours, and then they get on to Space Mountain. And then, you know, in the darkness of the ride, that no one sees anything, and then they get to the stop, and then Keith's dead body is there, and then, like, Ronnie has just disappeared. And the kingdom rejoiced at the end of the kidnapper's reign. I changed a word.
Oh, okay. It was like, kidnappers? What?
No. I changed tyrant.
It was the tyrant's reign?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, how could you not think that would be an awesome ending if it was kidnappers? Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to do an epilogue, or...
Sure. Yeah. Like, I mean, I guess I wouldn't go for long, but basically after that, Ronnie and Kyle would get married.
Yeah.
And then my ending is just with the enemy dead, they could get married at last.
Well, Jeff, what'd you think of, the torturous jobs of heaven and hell?
That was great. I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
So at one point, I say that Keith likes basketball and magic, and that's part of why he wants to go to Orlando, because like the name of their basketball team is the Orlando Magic. Uh-huh. A little later, you say that Keith's favorite series of books is the Magic Treehouse series. Is that because of magic?
I'm going to say yes.
It was totally. A no? What? Okay, because, I mean, even later, Keith goes to the magical kingdom of Disney World. You know, I was wondering if you just, like, committed hard to this little joke.
Honestly, no. I didn't think about that at all. I chose...
This is so much better.
I chose the Magic Treehouse series because at that moment, that was the funniest idea to me that he had... like those books, all of them, and then also Crime and Punishment.
Oh man, it's great that he loves those books too. It's not like for the kids, it's for him.
Exactly, yes.
It's not for the prettiest children.
It's not for the prettiest children.
Oh man.
I still feel
yeah, it is a little gross to say it. It's the character though, so it's fine.
Yeah, no, at that moment, I just thought that would have been the funniest, like, thing to have in his apartment.
All right, well, I love that he loves all kinds of magic, whether it's Magic Treehouse, Magic Kingdom, anything. Do you have thoughts on this story, Mark?
I mean, I'm just a little bitter that your John Mulaney impersonation's better than mine.
You can work on it. That's no problem.
It's fine. I really hope that he makes this show.
Mark, I would love to see that show.
Yeah. I was about to say, you know, you won't even have to pay us, but actually, you know, it would be nice.
Mark's not waving his residuals.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I will say that sitting quietly is genuinely torturous, like the Dalai Lama thing that he was doing.
Yeah.
Have you done that experiment?
I've tried meditating.
There was an actual experiment that was run probably by some university or whatever, where like they would ask people to just sit in a room for like 10 to 15 minutes. And they were given the option to shock themselves, because there was a little button that they could give themselves an electric shock.
And they would shock themselves because that was more interesting than nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about that experiment. I've never
Oh, you should try it, because when I saw that story, I was like, this can't be that hard, so I sat for like 15 minutes and it was excruciating. It's terrible.
But some people go into like sensory deprivation chambers and they're like, this is a good experience.
I think part of it might be that there's this time limit. But I don't know. I mean, maybe some people just would enjoy it. But I think for me, like, knowing that I was just gonna sit there and like knowing that there was a timer that was gonna go off is like,
yeah,
I don't know,
that'd be like a book or something.
It seems like it shouldn't be as painful as it was.
It seems like it should be pretty painful.
Really? Just sitting with your thoughts? I wouldn't expect it to be as painful as it was. It's like you're just hanging out. But we need our stimulation.
But meditating was helpful for me when I was writing essays. I'd meditate beforehand, and then I was able to focus on the essay. That worked for me for somehow.
Nice.
Yeah.
You ever tried the sensory deprivation tanks?
No. I wouldn't mind. I would be interested.
Yeah, I haven't either. But
yeah.
No people who have. They seem to like them.
Yeah, people seem to really like them. But they can't just sit on a couch without, like, a Netflix or something.
Yeah.
People are weird.
People are weird.
Well, Jeff, what are we looking forward to next time?
Next time, we go looking for treasure in a dark, spooky mine.
Ooh. I like treasure. Don't like spooky mines.
You'll like this one.
All right. I'm in.
Just because it's a fun story.
Yeah.
Mine itself, if you went to the actual mine, you probably wouldn't like that.
But. Oh, okay. Well, I look forward to that. And thank you all for listening to this story, and I hope you enjoy the next one. Bye.
Bye.